Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A reflection of a strong year in agriculture. That was how Bill Johnson, CEO of Farm Credit Services of Mid-America, characterized that group's year-end results. The Ag Lending Co-op operates in Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and had 2011 earnings of $278.6 million, a 30% increase over 2010.
We finished up the year, and again, we're a reflection of our owners, farmers and ranchers, and we did have a very, very strong year last year, as you might expect with the ag economy the way it is, and so we're quite pleased that the cooperative came in with very strong earnings.
That strong economic year in agriculture and the current low interest environment combined to present a very favorable scenario for last year.
It was. We had significant improvement, and really, you know, some of those items were the fact that we worked closely with our customers to work through some conversions so that they could take advantage of lower interest rates, and in doing that, we share the majority of that savings directly with customers. And then it also benefits the company as well. And so that was part of the earnings increase over the year before.
Johnson encouraged farmers whenever possible to lock in lower long-term fixed interest rates and do conversions to offset some of the volatility of the farm environment. In a minute, his view for farm year 2012. We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
We continue with Farm Credit Services CEO Bill Johnson today on the great year for the co-op, pretty much a reflection of the farm economy. On the low interest rate environment, he expects that to remain short term and says 50% of their client base has already moved to lock in some of those rates long term. On last year's economic strength in the farm economy,
we're hopeful, and I think any time we're asked that, one of the things that we see is volatility increasing, or at least staying with us now is kind of the new normal. And so what we've encouraged our customers to do is to look at their own operations and think about what can they do to manage that risk going forward. So that may mean keeping a little bit more cash, looking at and really at their individual situations to make sure that they can withstand both the good times and the bad times going forward.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.